We had an NBA owner last week, the Bucks owner, saying that, hey, they're going to split up the NBA between two cities. Now, on this Tuesday, it looks like it may be just Disney World. So owners aren't the league. So their word is not gospel.
Sure.
On the fans thing, I believe it has to be uniform across the country. If, say, the Dolphins are going to allow 20% of their fans in, then that has to be the same in, and we'll pick hotspots, in New Jersey with the Giants and the Jets, and in L.A. with the Rams and the Chargers.
Sure.
If not, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, no, I agree, totally. Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that you can there's no
Dallas
way you can
have 100% either, right?
I mean, like, Texas could be like, hey, we're allowing 50%. Like, the league has to step in. Now, I'm not, the way the league operates, I'm not confident the league will have a uniform approach because I still don't understand what happened last week with the Rams. The city of Oakland and the Raiders couldn't get money from the league, like a mega loan to build a stadium in Oakland.
Okay.
San Diego and the Chargers couldn't get a mega loan to help build a stadium there, but Stan Kroenke just got $500 million additional dollars from the NFL. So all bets are off. You may go to a Dallas Cowboys game and there's 50% fans, a Rams game at home, no one.
Yeah, I'm puzzled. You know, I am a season ticket holder, so I'm really interested to see how this all plays out. But yeah, I agree with you. It's got to be uniform. It's not fair if it's not. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't get how you're going to do this with it not being uniform across the board.
So let's go with 25%.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's doled out fairly, or evenly, then you get to go to two regular season games. That's it.
Yeah, so the whole problem with that is, well, do I get to go to the Bucks game or do I have to go to the Bills game?
Right.
You know, I mean, is a lottery system? Like, how do they? I have yet to come up in my head how they figure that part out without there being just pandemonium of people upset. Why am I going to this game and why is somebody else allowed to? Right.
Dustin Hart's with us. You don't have to mention how much you paid on the PSL front unless you're comfortable. Have you paid for the tickets already?
Yeah, so it's three installments for the PSL. So I've been anticipating this for 3 years, hyped up, ready to go. This year I had my last installment for the PSLs.
So your PSL's all paid up?
All paid up, I had to pay for the tickets. The tickets alone were $7,500.
And your tickets are, that's the whole season, including the preseason games.
Correct.
Yep. So 10 games.
Yep. So I'll tell you, it was about $50,000 to go for two tickets, club-level seats. A lot of money, way more money than I ever thought I was going to pay for this. So really excited to go, and now I'm kind of on the not too scared about the virus, but I don't want to be in a stands with 50,000 people right now, you know, and I'm more on the leaning of, I don't think I'm going to get it, and, you know, and if I have to wear a mask the whole time, I have asthma, I can wear a mask for like 30 seconds where I'm completely uncomfortable, you know.
What if they gave you the option? Like, if this is the way it's going to be, you got to wear a mask, it's going to be a quarter of the fans.
Just give me my money back.
You may not get the best games. Yeah. Say it again.
Give me my money back.
Do you think that will be an option?
I doubt it, right? How will it? You know, and then what do they do if you can only go to two? I mean, are they going to refund the other? I mean,
do you get the 75% back under regular season tickets?
I think so. Like, how do they keep that, you know?
We'll give you food credit for next season.
That's another part.
We're going to go the airlines approach. You get food credit.
Yeah.
But it's good until February of 2021. So you actually can't use it at games. But you have to go. Those two games you go to, you have to eat all of your 75% ticket money in those two games.
I'm not
going to
eat that much food.
Fatten up, buddy.
Maybe if it's vodka credit.
Let's go, Joey Chestnut.
I may get there. And another thing is, like you just said, food and all that. I mean, part of the reason we spent the amount of money we did is because we're in the club. And I can't imagine that's going to be open, right? I mean, they're not going to let people hobnobbing around the club and drinking and eating
again,
and having
limited,
a good old time.
Limited, and then they're going to police and bust your chops about being 6 feet apart.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know,
this isn't a complaint. It's just this is reality.
This is reality. Yeah.
If they let 25% of the fans in, my guess is max would be 50. Here's the other part of it that's crazy. They can't change it once they set it, right? Like, as things feel safer in October, November, December, if that's the case, they can't be like, oh, well, now we're going to let 75% fans in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is it just going to be all on the fly?
I missed the two games I wanted to go to, too.
Like, you told me the two games I was going to.
Yeah.
One of them's not in December, so I took a vacation, and then they come back 6 weeks later, like, oh, no, the tickets are good for the December game. Now you get a third game. Like, wait a second.
Sounds like there might be some lawsuits coming out after this.
I mean, that's crazy. There's going to be. Yeah. It's not an easy situation for the NFL, for the Raiders. We can talk college football. It's the same thing.
They need a uniform policy. Here's what it is. Yep. If you don't like it, we'll refund you your money. Thanks. We'll see you next year, hopefully.